Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, the host of The Message and the Messenger. We're on the air every other Saturday, and this is our turn today. And I'm on every Sunday. Tune in then, too. And with me is the great, wonderful Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
You know, there's so many things we wanted to talk about today, Charlene. I've got a little shopping list here.
Yeah. We had several things, right?
Yeah. One of the things that, you know, where I think humanity is really looking towards clearing out those forces that control us. And it was one of those things that I thought would be a good idea to talk about, because sometimes people control us in our lives, and it's really blatant, and it's forceful, in your face, so to speak, and you really recognize that. But there's other times that people control us in a very subtle way. And you know what I'm talking about, Charlene?
Yes.
There is the little look of disdain.
Okay.
There is the eyebrows that go up a little. It is that attitude that somehow you find in a remark that you just don't measure up. It's not a real frontal attack. It's subtle. But nevertheless, the person, whether it's your coworker, your spouse, your friend, is trying to persuade you to follow their viewpoint and not their own. And God bless these wonderful people out there. We're social critters. And we follow the lead, so to speak. And then find out later that, well, we're not really happy with that. And so what I wanted to do, Charlene, today, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was this control that comes into our lives and the way that we can really recognize it, because if we allow others to control our actions, our thoughts, the path that we are taking, that is really laying down the foundation for the future. And if we want the future to be exactly the way we wish to build it, we have to throw off those shackles of control, no matter where we find them. So, Charlene, we've talked about this, and I really do think this is so true. I wanted to share it with those who are listening, either live or in the archives, that one really needs to trust themselves and trust their feelings, because the emotional system, our feelings, is the barometer of how we are making our way in this life. And I remember you telling me a little story how you don't have to give the details, Charlene, not asking you to, but how there was this little voice inside of you that just knew something wasn't right. You were feeling it. Do you care to comment
okay.
on this at
yeah.
all?
Well, I was having some legal allegations, and I had a lawyer, and I just kept having these feelings inside of me that there was something wrong. I could not quite pin down what it was, but at the time, I was in this space where I was so stressed over the situation that I didn't go within and listen to my own knowingness, that there was something wrong, and I needed to check it and see what was I being told. So what we have to do is trust our own inner knowingness. What happens is I wasn't listening. I was sensing it, but I kept thinking, you know, you go to your brain and you think, well, they know more than I do. You know, they know more about this than I do.
Well, they're the professional.
Right. So, yeah. And so I kept going to, okay, they know what they're talking about and I don't. but there was something inside of me, and I knew that was in my heart chakra. And I knew that there was something wrong, something didn't feel right the whole time, and it kept bothering me, but I didn't know what to do about it at the time. I didn't know how to resolve what I was feeling. There's a difference, and I think what we talked about was learning to define the difference between those two energies. And that is, when there's an energy that doesn't feel right, then we need to ask God, why does this not feel right? What is wrong? Show me what is wrong. Tell me and then show me. And it might be that, you know, for somebody else, maybe it would have been right. But for me, it was wrong, and it was terribly wrong. And
well,
then when I finally came to the conclusion that it was, and I let go of who was helping me, oh, my goodness, the energy that lifted off of me was just amazing. I thought, see, Shirley, you should have known. You know, so then you start beating yourself up saying, well, Charlene, you knew this all along. Why weren't you listening to you?
I'd like to go back in your story a little bit, Charlene,
okay,
and examine something. And what I want to kind of flush out and put some dimension to this is fear.
Yes, and absolutely.
So many times when people relay their stories to me, whether it is an inner knowingness, whether it is a person, an individual is being prompted to take a different course in their life, one of the things that seems to be behind this effort to control is fear. And sometimes fear is so subtle. And at first, we don't always recognize it. All we know that there is something inside where we are in a state of panic over something, and fear seeps in, and I think this is sort of like the lever that disables our mastery, is this element of fear. I'd like to throw this question out to the audience, and give us a call here at 877-876-5227. Did you have a moment where fear stepped in and perhaps paralyzed you to a certain extent, where you felt this arm of control trying to persuade you to come to a certain conclusion or a certain path? Have you come across that? And if you did, how did you resolve this? How did you remind yourself to go within, to examine the situation, and come up with a better answer than what was being laid out in front of you? Well, we must have touched the cord because we have a caller. And your name?
My name is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I'd like to know about my mother who was passed on. I'd like to know how she's doing on the other side and if she comes to me in dreams.
Elaine, I might be wrong, but didn't you ask this question on another show about your mom?
Yes, I'd like to know if she has any other messages, anything she wants to say.
Well, you know, we did answer the question. I think what might help you here is to turn up your own radio. And I don't mean this, I mean this figuratively. I mean your own receiving center. Now, your mom came to you in a dream, correct?
No, she didn't come yet.
Oh, I thought you said that
she wanted her to come.
No, yeah, I want her to come.
She wanted her to come.
Oh, okay, so you have this desire to see her in a dream. When you go to bed at night, do you ever do this, as you are drifting off to sleep, see her face? And as you see her face, you see the face is like a telephone call. Have you ever done this?
In other words, try to see her face?
In other words, as you were going to sleep, and you close your eyes, you're getting relaxed, you're in a very relaxed state, imagine her face. I'm sure you can do this.
Yes.
Imagine her face and call out to her and drift off to sleep. Now, that puts out a signal. Your mom certainly is aware of you. Now, what you do then is put some paper and pencil next to your bed. And as you wake up, if you have any images of her or you feel that she has contacted you in any way, write down all the details even before you get out of bed. Because what happens is, as you are waking up, you're sort of like in a twilight sleep. You're in the alpha state. And you remember this because in your dreams, in your sleep, you were in a state that was very close to that. And if you get out of bed and start moving around, you will forget what you saw because you are now in the beta state where you start moving around, talking to people, and what you learn during the night quickly falls away. So, Elaine, try that. It might not happen the first time. You might have to do that a couple times. I suspect it might even happen the first time. Your mom is around you. She will come in the dream state. But let me ask you a question, Elaine. Do you feel like you have some unfinished business with mom?
Yeah, we feel that way, yeah.
Was there something that you felt like you wanted to say or do and you didn't have that opportunity before she crossed over?
Well, I didn't think of it. I was so numb with emotional pain, and now, like, I just, yeah, and I didn't think of it then.
But is the answer yes?
Yes.
Okay. Here's a little thought about that, Elaine, because I could sense this grief that is in your voice and in your heart. Take a piece of paper. Write down any regrets that you have, any thought where you want to offer your mom love or forgiveness, or where you want her to forgive you. Write this letter. Put down everything that is in your heart, because what you will do is crystallize this. Your thoughts will carry over to her, and she will hear them. She will know that you want her forgiveness. She will know that you have forgiven her. She will hear you, dear.
In other words, write it down on paper.
Write it down on paper. Put down everything that is in your heart that crystallizes in your mind what is behind the anxiety you feel. You see, I do believe, of course, you miss your mom a great deal. But there is also a little bit of anxiety surrounding that, I do think. Would you kind of agree with that a little bit?
Yes, I would.
Yes. And so there needs to be closure. You know, let me say this, Elaine. When a loved one crosses over, many people feel anxiety because, you know what, we don't always live life perfectly. Sometimes we say things that we wish we didn't say. Sometimes there are deeds left undone that we realize later when you think about it, gee, I should have done that. And so there sets up a certain amount of blame around some of our actions. This is true of most of us. No matter how much a person loves another person, and no matter how much we wish to live life perfectly, we don't always live life perfectly. We're human. We have conflicts within us. We have energies and emotions that we're trying to deal with. And so sometimes things aren't always quite perfect. But you know what? I know in my heart, your mom understands this. Your mom probably understands it even more than you do because she's on the other side right now. She's looking down upon you with a new pair of eyes. And what is in those eyes is this great compassion, great love for the human race. She is working right now out of love for the human race, and she loves you even more now than she did before. And I am certain that anything that you have done where you feel you could have done it better, all is forgiven, dear Elaine. Can you accept that?
Yes, I keep seeing her in my mind. What bothers me and makes me more grieved, more and depressed, I keep seeing her in my mind.
Well,
like in bed, ill, and it bothers me.
How long ago has it been that Mom passed away?
4 years.
How much?
4 years.
4 years. Well, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Write this note. Pour out all of your feelings and emotions on this note. Put on this paper, on this letter, everything that you're feeling that maybe you wish you could have done better. And this will help close this doorway that is still left open. You haven't gone through all the closure yet. And I want you to do that. And then call us back. Let me know how you're doing. Charlene, do you have anything to add to Elaine?
Well, I realize now she's restored to perfect health, but why in my mind do I keep seeing her ill the way she was before
okay.
she passed? That's what's bothering me, you know.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Charlene, but one of the things that I would like to say about that, and Charlene, I think, can help you deal with this, when those that we love suffer, there is sort of like, I would say, a grieving in the heart, trauma in the body, because you don't want your loved one to suffer. It's just that simple. And I suspect that this needs to be cleared. What do you say, Charlene?
Yes. In fact, if you want to, just give me a call and I'll just go in and have God pull it out for you. Okay? Because that's not the way to remember her. And he'll just pull it out.
Elaine, do you understand what Charlene is telling you?
In other words, not to remember her as being ill. Try to remember her.
No, that's not what she said, darling. What she is saying is to give her a call on the telephone. She will work with God to pull out these emotions that you are holding inside. Charlene, why don't you give Elaine your phone number?
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
What was it, 801?
Yes, 944-9346. And that's Mountain Standard Time.
And where is this?
Yeah, call me.
Charlene, she's asking you what state this is in, hon.
Yes, what state is it in?
Oh, it's in Utah.
On Utah.
Where are you at?
New Jersey.
Okay. Call me, and then what we'll do, let's go into the field and have God pull those out, okay?
Well, Charlene, is it that you're not doing it now because this is too personal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is
too much on a personal level, okay?
You understand what Charlene is saying, Elaine? That this is a very personal matter, and this is why she's not willing to do it on the telephone. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Because what I'll do is I'll take what the emotions are. I want you to write them down. I want you to write the emotions down that you're feeling, like regret, or this is just an example. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You write down kind of what Carolyn was saying. You write down what those feelings are. Okay? Then we'll go in and we'll have God resolve it for you and pull it out and cancel it.
Okay, can I tell you something else which made the situation worse for me?
Certainly.
When my mother was in the hospital, they said that in the hospital that they would give me free counseling, and then when I went down, they just pushed me. They treated me like they pushed me, and they locked me in a room.
Oh, how awful.
And I went through hell. It was really... And
why
did
they lock you in a room?
They were just so fresh. I mean, they were very, very cruel. I mean, not sensitive at all to my feelings.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's so personal and so traumatic for you. It wasn't just your mother dying. It's what happened to you.
That's right. I mean, here I was at my lowest point. My mother was dying, and to go through that, and they, you know, made the situation worse for me.
Well,
and then I had to call my sister, and they want to make money on me. They weren't making enough money on my mother who was ill. They wanted to make money on me, and they said they're going to charge me. I didn't ask to be locked up. They just pushed me, and they locked it. Then when my sister came, but of course we're not going to pay them for putting me for. Here they want to.
Oh,
I'm going to pay them for traumatizing me. It's all money. That's all it is. No heart or anything.
Well, Elaine, let me say this to you, dear. There is a lot here that needs to be cleared. And as we are saying, these are very personal situation and emotions. And call Charlene. She'll help you deal with this and clear it for you.
Yes, yeah, so, but you don't have to live any longer with it, okay?
Okay.
You don't deserve to be living in this kind of trauma continually from that time to this time. Let's have God go in and pull it out for you.
Is my mother aware now? Does she know about that? Does she know?
Oh, yes, very much so. In fact, she'll be the one that will help us go in and get it cleared up, okay?
Okay.
Did your mother love roses?
Yes, she did love roses.
Yeah, that's what I'm writing. Is her... What, her name start with an M?
No, with an A.
With an A?
Yes.
Okay, I wrote down that she liked roses.
I can't hear you. What was that?
I said, as you were talking, I put down, she was saying, I like roses.
Yes, she does.
Okay, that was to let you know she's listening. Okay?
If she likes roses, what does she want me to do with roses, in other words?
She just wanted to verify. She's telling me you like roses, or that she likes roses.
Yes.
That's to let you know that I am aware of her, and I'm giving you that message from her.
Okay. And also at the funeral, we took a red rose and we gave it to everybody that was there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, she loves roses.
I guess that was her guiding us to do that, since she loved red roses. They were her favorite.
Well, roses, a red rose is really one of the highest vibrational frequency that there is in the plant world. So, you know, she radiated from that. I'll be able to help you with that, because she's the one that told me your mother liked roses, to tell you that, so that you're aware that she's here helping us.
Okay, now, are you clairvoyant? Are you able to see people who have passed on?
Pardon?
Are you clairvoyant? Can you see people who have passed on?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I even see their animals.
And my mother was an animal lover, and I am too. She's
yes.
Also loves animals.
I've seen many people I've worked with and seen their animals. You know, so we'll do that one, because... See, even your animals, once they cross over, most of us don't understand when somebody dies. We see them as lost or not available. But she just told you she liked roses. She told me to tell you she likes roses, so that it would verify to you that she's right there with you. She hasn't gone anywhere.
Okay, and would you be able to tell me at the mausoleum who vandalizes and steals the flowers?
Now, say that again. Your phone popped on me. Say it again.
At the mausoleum, we put a silk rose for her, and somebody had stolen it. And the flower before that, they had vandalized. Could you tell me who's doing it?
Well, that's a possibility. We might ask that, okay?
Could you tell me over the phone now?
No, let's not do it now.
He'll talk to you on the phone about that, Elaine.
That's pointing at somebody, okay?
Yeah, because, see, we're on the radio. She doesn't want to mention these things on the air.
I don't want to mention anybody's name or anything, okay?
Okay. So just call her.
Yeah, that puts a negative vibrational frequency on another individual, and we don't want to be a part of that, especially on the radio. I'm very careful about what we do.
Does my mother know about that? What does she think about that?
Oh, she's very aware of all that, okay?
Is it bothering her, or?
No. It only bothers her if it doesn't. It would not bother her. She.
To know that somebody's doing that.
Just a minute. Oh, she said she wishes you wouldn't let it bother you. Okay.
I shouldn't let it bother me?
She does not want you to let it bother you.
Okay.
Because it's causing
you
trauma.
Dear. Your mom is beyond that. She is working on a higher plane now.
Yeah, see, when people cross over, Elaine, what happens is we only move from one vibrational frequency of energy to another vibrational frequency of energy. That's all we do. And so it becomes something that we can't see, or there's others that can, but I train a lot of people so they can do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can move into a higher vibrational frequency yourself.
Through meditation, right?
Yeah, meditation, a lot of things, you bet. Yep, that's a good one. And the first thing is to trust yourself that you do have that within your ability to achieve. Everybody thinks that it's somebody else's ability, when in reality it's everybody's ability. Some people just have to be taught and trained. There's a lot of, you know, psychics out there that are teaching and classes how to get there.
And I've read also about people who don't even believe in after-death communications.
Well,
and they get
that's
it.
Okay.
And,
they'll come to it eventually.
But I believe in it. I wish that I could have more after-death.
Well, we're going to see if we can't. When you call me, let's see if we can't get you into more of that dimension.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, because I've helped a lot of people get there.
Is it through meditation, and how else?
Pardon?
Through what techniques? Mostly through meditation?
Yes, do it that way, but trust yourself first.
What was that?
Yeah, trust yourself that you can do it first.
Okay.
Then, like Carolyn was telling you, imagine it first. Imagination is part of the energy force that puts it in place. So imagine it first, believe in yourself, knowing that you have the capacity to achieve that. Okay?
Okay.
That opens you up in your energy field to achieve. Okay?
Okay, and is there anything that I could have done that would have prevented her passing?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything I could have done differently that could have prevented her passing?
Carolyn, tell me what she's saying.
She she's asking if there is anything that she could have done to prevent her passing, and I will say to you,
no.
It was her time. This was not your decision that your mom was to pass over then. This was between she and her soul. It was the moment. It was time for her to go. You had nothing to do with it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
We all think, well, maybe I took several grieving classes, and one of the things she taught us is we always feel like that we could have done something more to keep them here, and we're not going to do anything. It's their choice when to go. That's part of free agency or free will, is to come in when you choose and to leave when you choose. But we assume that we didn't do enough or we could have done different. No, we couldn't have, because it's their decision when to leave.
Thank you so much for taking the burden off me. Thank you so much.
Right. We carry a big burden thinking, well, what if I'd done this or this? No, it wouldn't have made any difference. If you'd done all the things possible in this whole wide world, if it was her choice to leave at that time, she would have left.
I wanted to try to get her in the hospital to get glutathione injections. They said that they don't do that. And then I always wondered if only if I was able to, maybe she would have lived.
No. No, it's their choice.
You
see, a lot of people that overcome leaving, I mean, out of the most difficult circumstances, and you think, how did that individual live? Well, it's because it wasn't their time.
Understand.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when it's our time to leave, we will leave.
Whether we're in good health, we could be in the best of health. And
we can be in the very best. In fact, I just went to a young man's funeral on Tuesday that was 22.
22.
And he and two of his friends were sitting in the back seat of a car on their way to their friend's wedding reception, and they ripped back from behind, and he was killed, and they were not.
Oh.
It was his time to leave. And he could have been one that didn't get killed. You see what I'm saying?
In other words, he went because it was his time.
Yeah, this young man, it was his time. Even though he's only 22. See, I have a granddaughter that died when she was 15 months. And the thing that gives me great comfort and joy is to know that she is happy where she's at. She's able to make the progress she needed to. She had an ill body that would have made it very difficult for her to achieve, any more than to cross over and go on the other side. But some leave early and some stay, you know, a long, long time. And they overcome many, 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 many obstacles, and yet they're still here. It's because it's not their turn yet. They have not chosen to leave yet. We make that decision. That's part of God's plan is free agency.
And is it true that the veil is thinning that separates the spiritual world from the physical world, and that someday we'll be able to see them and hear them?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. People are doing it even before they cross over. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them before. I had one lady that was here, and I said, well, your mother and a white dog are here. And she says, I didn't have a white dog. I said, oh, okay. I still see a white dog. Well, she went home and told her kids, Shirlene could see a white dog and my mother. She said, we didn't have a white dog. And they said, oh, Mom, we too had a white dog. Well, I didn't like that dog. And I said to her, well, obviously the dog didn't know it because the dog was still there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do. It's just a different frequency for which they vibrate at now. So, yeah, eventually we'll be able to communicate back and forth when we reach our higher potential of our vibrational frequency. That's the direction we're going. More and more people see those that have crossed over. I deal with a lot of people come to me because they say, well, people don't think I can see the angels. I said, oh, well, yeah, you can. So you see what I'm saying? We're moving into a marvelous, like Carolyn's been telling us, we're moving into a marvelous age of enlightenment. And so
we must move on, dear. There are probably others who want to call in with their questions. So give Shirlene a call, and we'll talk to you another time. Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay,
bye.
Okay,
bye.
Well, since we had a question earlier that we threw out to the audience before Elaine called, and that was if you wanted to call in and have a chat about individuals who might have been a control factor in your life, and it might be interesting to discuss this, how you overcame that, how you walked into your mastery. This is the time for us as souls to wake up to our highest potential. And understanding control and how to deal with it is one of those things that we need to learn. But also, Elaine, with her question, took us in another direction. So if you have a situation where there is a loved one who is crossed over and you want to talk about that, you can call in with that. Or if you have a health problem that you need a healing, and we have another caller in your name.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. You know, you always tickle me every time I hear your name.
I try to say it the same way, so you know who it is.
And it just makes me so happy. There's something about the name Joy.
Well, you know my situation, so I don't know if you want to provide the details on it or not.
Caroline, I talked to Joy about this earlier. We communicated in an email, and she has had another healer work on her, and she's not too comfortable with the work that was done. And is this enough information to tell you so that she could have her energy, her physical cleared of these energies?
It's kind of like we were talking about before, and that is recognizing how do you feel when you're with somebody in a class or dealing, like you were saying, at work or a social situation, or like you were saying, having a healer, how do you feel? Do you feel uplifted? Do you feel happy afterwards? Do you feel the sense, like you're saying, joy? If you don't, there's something wrong.
You know, and it was very deceptive this time, because at when it was happening, I felt fine. But then the day afterwards, I started feeling enraged about everything.
Oh.
See, it was the rage.
That's a good word to bring up.
Yeah, this is what I told Joy, that when you feel rage, I recognize that energy. We talked about that, Charlene.
Right.
And this is the energy that was left with her, and I mentioned to her that really needs to be cleared.
Yeah,
but thank you for bringing up the this idea about when you work with someone, the emotions that you feel later, just how important that is to understand the healing that you went through. So, Joy, thank you for, coming with this example, because, we can work with you, but it also helps other people to evaluate some of the things that they've gone through. So I'm going to turn you over to Charlene, Joy.
Okay. What I want you to explain to me, that you don't need to go into a lot of detail, what I want you to do is tell me some of the feelings that we need to go in and have God pull. One of them was, you said, rage. The other one, rage usually is anger, right?
Yeah, I got really angry afterwards because this person seemed to be nice and all, but then to later find out that she might have not had my best interest at heart and had her own agenda, then that made me feel angry, and it made me feel like I couldn't trust anyone now.
Okay, trust. That's really good. So then there's trust, and then you feel used, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if somebody, like we were talking to before, when you have those emotions that you're not trusting at the time, then all of a sudden you feel used, and for their own agenda is what you were saying to me, wasn't it?
Right. And then also, like, kind of, I let her into me because she said she was going to do a Reiki attunement on me. So I let her, like, into my body energetically. And so I feel, like, almost, like, violated in a way.
Oh. So your body's feeling it. Okay. Yeah, because then your body, is your body starting to ache?
No, not right now.
Good. Oh, no, because, we'll go in and take care of it before it develops in that. Because what happens is you have these lower vibrational frequency of emotions, and it starts interfering in the vibrational frequency of each one of the cells. And so then it starts attacking certain one of them that is already having problems with its frequency of knowledge. And so then you start feeling in a certain area, you know, that it's a, that's where the metaphysical come in. But I'm not going to go into all that. What we want to do is just go in and get the healing done on this, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do with your permission, and that is go in and, is God your higher source? Is God your higher source?
Yes, yes, God.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have God go in and release these feelings that you're feeling now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you think of anything that we haven't covered that you want him to release? Because what he's going to do, and I'm looking at it right now, is some of it's going to be in your past life. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he can clear out whatever he wants to clear. I'm perfectly okay with that.
You could see that as we were doing this, couldn't you?
Oh, before you go on, Charlene, are you saying that some of these issues were revolved around a past life with this individual?
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right.
Well, that one surprised me, Carolyn.
She was talking.
So would you have
to get permission for that?
Would you say,
when you were talking to Carolyn, I was hearing that you had to have some past lives changed, okay?
Okay.
And then, is it okay if he pulls it out of your DNA?
Yes.
Okay. Then there will be the heart-mind. We have three hearts. The heart-mind, we have the physical heart, and we have the heart chakra.
Uh-huh.
So they'll be pulled out of all three of that. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. On everything that I do, I usually ask, I won't do it without your permission.
Okay.
Okay? I'm real careful about that, so that everything is done with permission. Okay, let's go in and have that done. Okay, just a minute.
Julie, while Charlene is doing this, as you probably recall from other shows, she is going into a higher state than us as we speak in beta. She's going into the field and working with this. I find it fascinating that there is a past life involved with this.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, though, because if there is past life, you know, if we've had past lives together and she's had past life with you, then, well, yeah.
Well, it's interesting that... I just find it interesting that...
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have to have another consent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that is I have to pull... You've got some dark entities there.
Okay.
Can I have him pull those out first?
Oh, yeah, pull away.
Okay.
Pull
yeah, he
away.
Says we can't proceed until that's done. So just get permission for it, he said. Okay,
okay.
Just a minute.
You know, that's, Carolyn, that's one of the things that I've been just kind of... running around my house like a raving lunatic the last couple of days saying, you know, it's no fair that the dark forces get to do whatever they want, but then, you know, the people that can help you, like Jesus and Archangel Michael, and you don't have to ask for permission. So I'm running around having this conversation with all of them saying, you know, it's not fair that you have to ask for permission and the dark forces can just do whatever they want.
Because they're not following universal law.
Yeah, that's
is
true.
What it is. And that was the problem from the very beginning. They didn't follow universal law. Those of a light are going to follow universal law. But I would like to mention to you, Joy, when you were on the last conference call with us, Yeshua came and gave information about how to raise the light up through the physical, through the heart chakra.
Yes. I do it every minute I can think of doing it.
Well, Caroline is saying that there were some dark entities that she's releasing, and that should have released the dark entity. Now, there's a little piece there that I want to mention. And what Yeshua said, when you bring the light up, you must feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
this, I feel like I'm feeling it, though.
You are feeling it?
Because I feel like I vibrate, like physically vibrate.
Okay, well, I'm just questioning this because I think that should have cleared this. And that's why I wanted to go over this. So when you bring, okay, you're bringing the light.
And exploding it from my chest and bringing it up over my head and like 30 feet out as far as I can. And I vibrate. And
now, how about your back? Does this white light?
I'll work on visualizing the back.
Well, the reason that I mention this is because sometimes this happens. You bring in the light, you think you're covering your whole, you think that you're covering your whole energy body, and you're looking ahead, and you're not conscious of the fact that you haven't covered the back.
The back. Okay, I got you.
And
so should the light come out my front and my back simultaneously?
Well, it doesn't have to be simultaneous, because it depends on how you can work with this. What I do is I find that when I bring this up, the first place that it goes is the front, and you spread it out, covering your whole aura,
mm-hmm.
but you're looking forward.
Yep.
And there is an opening in the back.
Yep.
And what I do now is I bring up the light, and I imagine myself turning around so that my face is where my back was,
okay.
and bring the light up there.
Okay.
And then I imagine myself completely encased all around in God's light.
Okay.
So I think that's just a little piece. That,
yeah,
it's very helpful, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Wasn't that an amazing meditation?
That was an amazing tool because, like I said, I've been walking around like a lunatic saying, this is not fair. I need to be able to protect myself. I need to be more powerful than them. And so it was just kind of amazing that that came through in the last conference call because that's what I've been running around my house saying for the last week or so.
Well, what was so fascinating about that conference call was that it seemed like everything that Yeshua brought up, not everything, but a lot of the things that Yeshua brought up in the conference call were things that was on people's minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, that was fascinating.
Yeah.
For those who are listening to this and are not aware of the conference calls that we're talking about, Archangel Michael's conference calls that he does once a month, the fourth Thursday of the month. We work with the masters, and if you wish to be a part of that, you can go to my website, carolynevers.com, and there's a button at the top right of that home page that says conference calls. Go in there. Their schedule tells you all about it. We're working presently on the standing wave, which is the same wave of energy that's found in the pyramid that is quite powerful to create with. So, Joy, I'm real glad that you were able to call in today and we can do this work.
Yes. I plan on, if I can get in, I'll leave another message for Shirley, and I definitely plan on doing some more healing.
Okay. What he wants you to do now is what he did was go in and resolve it, what had happened. Resolved it, released it, canceled it, and then turned around and replaced it with, I now trust my true God self. Because now you already identified that you felt that there was something wrong, and that's kind of what we've been talking about before. And that is because we're the essence of God, and when we have those feelings, you know, we've got to trust them. Trust them and then do something about it.
Yes, so, and Carolyn is so right that, you know, life can throw you. These people that are in your life, and that's why I'm questioning it now, is they're doing little things to just get me off track. And it's not anything that's obvious. It's just enough to get me off track.
It's very subtle, huh?
Yes, it's very subtle.
Very.
It's just enough to get me off balance so that I can't, so my mind can't be still, and I get distracted and I don't check in with myself, just like she said.
You know, one of the things I've been using as a as a phrase lately that's been helping. I say, everything is working in divine right order. So if there's something that somebody's just trying to trigger, you know, emotion, a negative emotion, or acting like they don't like something I'm doing or saying, then I just, in my head, I just go, everything is working in divine right order. And so that you can trust your own true God self, because God is we're the essence of God, aren't we? So that we can stay in that vibrational frequency. Now, what he wanted me to tell you to do is to take about 5 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, in and then out about 5 times. Release all of those emotions that you felt after you had that healing, okay? The rage, the anger, feeling used. All of those feelings, just release them so that they're totally, he's released them all, but you're kind of tucking them in a little bit here. Is that feeling better?
Maybe she hasn't finished the 5 breaths.
No, I haven't finished yet.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Go ahead and do your breathing.
I feel really
breathing
hot right
I
now.
I ask you to talk. I say, okay, now breathe, now talk at the same time.
I was like, get out of me.
Yeah, like we can walk and chew gum at the same time, huh?
Sure, Charlene. So what I don't know, how's your body? I want you to go in and feel your heart chakra. How does it feel?
I'm still pretty excitable, but I don't know.
Okay, now one of the things I needed to tell you was that he had to go in and clear your energy field. It was pretty shattered.
Yeah, I've felt very just like on the verge of like
okay.
breaking down this past couple
yeah,
of weeks.
Yeah, it looked pretty, it's kind of, I call it fragmented.
Like shredded?
Yeah, shredded.
That's how mine
fragmented. Yeah, all of those. Because it really goes in and does that. And sometimes we can go and release those emotions out of the body. But like you said, they really go in and do a programming in on that energy field, and then it comes in later. Even though we've cleared the physical body, it might still be some residue out in your energy field. So he cleared that in your aura, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that was all done. So it's not in there anymore.
Okay, you know, I think what I was feeling before is that it wasn't quite done yet.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I was feeling, I just got really, really hot just a little while ago, and I broke out in a sweat, and I was really excitable.
Okay,
and,
so you're still being...
But I think it's
okay,
calming
let me
down.
Look at, let me see if there's something left over with that past life. You see what I'm saying, you're looking at? Can you tell? When I say past life, what was your feeling?
I think it's calmed down now, actually, what I was
That's
saying.
Okay. That's
yeah.
okay, but let's find out. If I say it was in your past life, what kind of feelings? Don't put them aside. We have a tendency to say, well, that doesn't matter. Let's look at it, okay? Oh, okay. What I didn't have put in there before, and sometimes I have to be so precise, is I didn't put in other languages. It was in another language in a past life.
Oh, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to go in and do that, Charlene?
Yeah, just a minute. Let me go have him do that.
Okay. Do we stay on the station, dear? We're going to a language school now.
Let's see, as far as I know, it's either Greek or Italian or Mayan or...
I'm not getting
planet.
A sense. What are you getting a sense of?
I was just saying, it could be from anywhere.
Well, that's correct. Something that I want to mention to you about this event, Joy. Don't get too frustrated about it, because several things have happened here. First of all, it was an opportunity to clear some past life issues. That was one.
Mm-hmm.
Another is it was a lesson in discernment. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Okay, how are you feeling?
I feel fine. I feel calm.
Good. That's what when you finally say that, then I know we've got it all. Otherwise, it isn't. You see what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
part of that going in and saying, okay, how do I feel? Because feelings are so important.
Right.
Now,
feelings.
Do you feel
is
a sense
the gate.
Of calm?
Calm, yeah.
Because, see, it went into a past life that was in another language.
Good. Joy, something that I want to mention about discernment. There's a lot of things in the world that we hear and see. Let's take advertising for a second. We see some advertising for a product. Doesn't matter what product it is. But somebody said this was a good product, so we go out and we buy it. We don't know if it's a good product for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so discernment is checking with our self, going within, checking within ourselves, and perhaps saying to ourselves, should I buy this product? Should I use this product? Is it right for me? That's discernment, not taking something on the surface that you have heard or seen and right away decide that you're going to use it. Are you with me there?
Yes.
And
you know, I think that's a perfect example of discernment. That's great.
And thank you, Charlene. And so what came out of this, don't think of this event as being used, that you were just pushed around against your will. Also look at it as there was a past life that was cleared, there was a lesson in discernment, and because of all of this, you are more powerful now than you were before. Do you
right.
feel that?
Okay, yeah.
So all was not lost, dear.
No.
In fact, that was probably a great lesson for you in what you just shared with everybody else, too.
And it just made me appreciate our group better, because, you know, not being healed, but just being with what I feel is kind of a family in a sense, you know, made me feel better than I had all week. So that
isn't that connection with everybody wonderful? Like,
yeah.
Yeshua said, we're all going to get together and face one another face to face and have a homecoming party.
Yeah,
he said.
I look forward to it.
Me too.
Thank you, Joy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
and I
you,
will
bye-bye.
Definitely be calling Charlene. You know, I tried before, but I think maybe my messages got lost in the field of negativity. And so I'll try again.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
We send you our love, okay? Love you, dear.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, Charlene, they were two interesting calls, dear. Charlene?
Yes, I'm here.
I heard that click. That probably
yeah, I
was
wasn't
Joy.
Too sure we were cut off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was saying they were two, what I think were really interesting calls.
Yeah. That was great.
So, folks, those of you who are listening, our number here is 877-876-5227. And the wonderful thing about BBS, just imagine this, you are there listening on your computer. Charlene and I are here at our telephone, and BBS has set up the technology that all you got to do is call in and be connected with all of this really great stuff. Imagine that. Doesn't cost you anything. Imagine being in a world where you can have this kind of service and not cost you anything. While we're talking about this, Charlene, what I wanted to mention is there are some issues that you really can't discuss with people on the telephone or on the radio here because they're personal issues. So how about giving your phone number out to people who might want to call you for a personal consultation? Of course, it's not free, but must be conducted in private because of personal issues.
Right. It's 801-944-9346. If I don't call you right back within 48 hours, please call me again. Oh, and by the way, I finally got the international phone number. I finally got that straightened out. You know, I had it, and they canceled it, and I had to get it again. So I'm all back on track with the international phone service again. So if you have to try to get me from outside the United States, you can now.
Oh, well, you're just a world authority.
Yeah, right. You can tell she gives me a bad time all the time.
Was that a bad time?
No, we have fun together.
Well, actually, life must be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be
such drag if it wasn't fun. We must laugh together, right?
Indeed. And love together, laugh together, be in joy together.
Right.
And as far as myself, all of my work is on my website, carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com. There's places there that discusses the conference calls. We work with the masters. And again, to me, this is such a miracle. Imagine you can sit in the privacy of your home, call on the telephone, join a group, and we have the masters that walk in our midst and give us such remarkable information, answers our questions, and brings what I consider life-changing, life-altering experiences. And as Joy said, the company of the group is just wonderful. We know one another. They're our soul sisters and brothers. Consider that, and also the readings that we do, and there are so many remarkable books that have been channeled from the masters, covers a wide variety of subjects, such as ascension, stories from, one of the ones that I liked was from Marilyn Monroe in Chaos Before Creation. I don't know if you joined us on that conference call when Marilyn Monroe came.
No, I didn't. I didn't get on that night.
That was a fascinating...
I would have liked that, yes.
Yeah, she talked about her life and what she was planning, what she had to learn. But her story is in Chaos Before Creation. So we haven't gotten any calls yet. Well, to a certain extent we did, about control. I want to go off on a light subject that's kind of a little bit different. And I want to talk a little bit about protein sources that aren't meat. Because people who are moving away from meat, going into lighter foods, and I'm not saying that it's wrong for anybody to be eating meat, just if you desire to do this, it's hard to find protein sources that is of plant life. And so something that came to mind right away, of course, is almonds. And today they're hard finding almonds that are not fumigated, and I do want to mention that. And so some of the other protein sources that you might be interested in would be dried eggs, not the yellow portion, but the white portion that you can mix in different drinks that you make. There's protein in the soy products. I've given you a couple. There's a lot more. There are these products that, again, that are drinks that are made from milk and, like I said, the whites of eggs. Call in and share your thoughts of some of the protein sources that you're using that is not meat. Again, we're not talking out against meat, just talking about options and choices that people might wish to use. So, Charlene, can you believe that we are over an hour into the show.
Already. Already.
So, folks, you have less than an hour to call in, help resolve some of your questions and problems. Give us a call here, 877-876-5227. We were talking last night with one another, Charlene, and I think I missed one of the topics that you wanted to talk about, and I can't remember what it was. Does that come to your mind?
No. Let's see, I can't remember. We did talk about this, that actually trusting your own inner knowingness, and that.
You're like the wind blowing through the leaves, aren't you?
Yeah. We did talk about that, because you and I both had to learn that valuable lesson. Thought it had been learned, but apparently not at some other dimension. I had to go in on mine, and I had a tremendous DNA that came up because of it.
You had something in your DNA that had it cleared?
On my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That came up because I had never even considered it being in my DNA until this circumstances came up, and then all of a sudden it started making sense what had to be cleared. So anyway, that was fun to be able to do that.
You know, something that I'd like to say about that, Charlene, as human beings, we do not remember many of our lifetimes, and we certainly don't remember all of them. And for many of us, we have lived many, many lifetimes here on this planet, and there has been a lot of issues that have not been resolved, some of them to the point where they become a pattern. And what I mean by that is, let's use this example that we were talking about, control. And if we have allowed other people to control us, and that is not changed over several lifetimes, it forms a pattern. And then we are attracting those kinds of people in our lives who wish to control us because, like they say, so above, so below. And if you are in a relationship where you are not happy because your spouse, your boyfriend, is using elements of control with you, this might be some past energy from past lifetimes that need to be changed, especially if you find that the kinds of people that you are attracting in your life seem to be of the same issue.
Right.
And if you wish to meet someone who is out of that pattern, it might just be that you have to clear some of these past issues in your past lifetimes that have to do with control. I brought that topic up, Charlene, because I think control today has become a very big problem. We talked about advertising, for instance. You know, advertising is so subtle that they know how to use the psychology of the psyche to get within and motivate you to buy their product. Well, and maybe you didn't really need their product or want their product, but you find out, you see the product on a shelf someplace, and you are buying it because you have been programmed to buy it. So it's not exactly that your freedom has been taken away, but I think it is necessary to recognize those forces that are propelling you to a certain act. Not that you don't have free will, don't mean that at all, but there are subtle keywords, there are subtle energies where you follow a path that some corporate giant has led you to.
They're also using, and most people are not aware of this, I learned this from one of the teachers that I had, they're also doing it with the music they're using.
Oh, yes.
See, music has a mathematical equation. They use that mathematical equation in order to set in motion on the subconscious level that product to come into your mind, and so therefore it becomes, it's subtle, but it's still there. So they even use not just the words, but they'll use sight, they'll use color, and then they use music. There's all of those things that are subtle, but they're still using it in order to attract you to that product. So we have to be very aware of those, all those areas.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, this word subconscious. And I think this is very important to understand, that people can use these tools to work on our subconscious to turn our choices in direction that we might not make. I remember seeing an ad. This was a long time ago. This was a 7-Up ad. And in the ad, it showed a frosted bottle of 7-Up. And when they looked at the photograph where in this frost, when they blew it up and enlarged it, there was the word sex written in the frost. So you didn't see that when you looked at the picture. You couldn't see that word in the frost until the picture was enlarged a great deal. And then when it was enlarged, you saw that word. So the ad would go out and it would perk up your eyes. You know, there was something in there that attracted you. Well, it was the word sex. I was amazed at that.
Well, it's true, though.
Yes, it was true. And so, you know, we're talking today about programming. We're talking today about control, the subtleties of it. And what I do now, Sherlene, I see these products, and there is a certain pattern about talking about a product on TV now, and they make it seem so desirable, something that you really want, can't wait to order it. Give me that 800 phone number so I can call up and order this. And I stop when during this, and I say to myself, is this product something that would really be of great benefit to me? And I explore that, and I follow my feelings. And, you know, since we've been talking about emotion and the way our body feels about a certain subject, if you start using that, it is amazing the information that one finds. Do you have anything to add to that, Sherlene?
Well, other than it's kind of like we were talking about before, we've got to become more aware. I think awareness is so important. And then be the trust your own inner knowingness. See how you feel.
Absolutely. This was the gift that was given to us. This is the gift that is contained in the physical that leads us to discernment. There are times when we think of the emotional system as the base emotions, you know, anger. In a family, there can be uproar because people aren't communicating with one another or communicating too much. And being emotional and thinking of emotion, you know, sometimes you think of these things which are negative, but the body is the perfect tool for examining the energy that is behind either a product or the energy that is behind the emotion that surrounds a product or an individual or a choice in life. And what you said earlier, Sherlene, is something that we must really do is start trusting our inner knowingness. And so it comes with trust. And you see, if we start trusting ourselves, our information is going to come from within, from our own physical body. we're not going to have to turn towards other people for an answer. And this is what we are doing today, finding the road to self-empowerment. And if there is a signpost that guides us on the road to self-empowerment, it is the emotions. Well, my friends, there must be other people on the line listening. We have maybe 35 minutes. Give us a call. Give us some input. Give us your questions. It's 877-876-5227. Because if you don't call in, you're going to listen to Charlene and I talking about things that maybe you don't want to hear. Oh, thank you. We have a call. And who is this caller?
Oh, it's Dominic in London.
Oh, yes, Dominic.
Oh, Dominic, you found us on this show because you were calling in to Cosmic Connections. Well, I'm glad you found us.
Yes, I did call in on Wednesday, but I did call in one day on Saturday quite a while ago.
Well, we're glad you reconnected.
Yes.
What
okay.
can we do for you, Dominic?
I believe I have a kind of energy blockage around the sinus area.
Did you say you have an energy around the sinus area? Is that what you said?
A blockage, yes. Energy blockage.
Oh, the energy of Atlantis. Is that what you said?
Oh, dear.
We don't have a real good connection. What is it about the sinus energy area?
Yeah, it feels blocked.
It feels blocked. Okay.
Yes, it is one of the ones that's been around for a long time, and it just interferes with my ability to move the muscles in the face.
Okay, so you would like to have God go in and clear your sinuses?
Yes, I believe it's there, but it's what I imagine it's around there.
Okay, let's do it. What time have you got right now, Dominic?
It's 10:18.
Ah.
In the evening.
Okay. Because actually, I'm really precise about the time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go in and have God clean that out for you.
So Dominic, you know, something I think has happened to you from the first time that you started calling into our show. I sense this self-identity building up and power. What do you think?
I believe so, yes. Yes, it's like my self-identity is being pulverized in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding more room for it to come to the surface. And I'm feeling stronger, is that definitely?
Yes, you seem stronger, you seem more self-assured.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yes, fantastic. It's, you know...
Really?
That's such a huge difference.
Uh-huh. Now, that's marvelous. I love to see people moving along and growing.
Uh-huh. Oops, I'm getting a kind of tug in my throat now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
How did you come across BBS, considering you're in London?
Okay. First of all, see now. I'm interested in the Dr. Fred Bell's products.
Oh, okay.
He does health science energy show on Fridays now.
Uh-huh.
But I heard him being interviewed, and I found out he had a show on this channel, on this radio station. I thought, gosh, I better have a listen. And then I suddenly was listening to all these other shows, and I would hear you from time to time, and think, gosh, what is she talking about? What is this Caroline Evans talking about? And I thought, I better listen more. Oh, gosh, this is interesting. This is intriguing. I wonder what this is all about. And, I've been hooked ever since.
Isn't it amazing all of the different posts and the different topics that they talk about and the different talents that they have?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wide variety of people.
Yeah. Yes, it's a stunning little station, or big station. I don't know how big it is, really. It's sort of the size of this world on the internet.
Well,
but
it's
just so many things to catch my attention, people's different shows.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm quite addicted to BBS radio.
Oh, that's marvelous. I love hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charlene must be working very hard. She hasn't come back yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. Well, she comes back in good time, yeah.
She will. I'm going to have to knock on her door and see if she's there. Well, apparently she is, but she's not paying any attention to me.
Oh, yeah.
She's working hard for you, Dominic.
Wow.
I suspect she'll probably come back with a surprise or two. So are you doing more writing?
Yes. The writing I'm doing, it's becoming much more focused.
Good.
You know, that was an issue, and there are certain projects I wanted to come to work out properly, and I'm seeing how it's all coming into order. You know, there's a lot more work I have to do to study the material I'm dealing with, but I'm really intrigued to see that it's starting to come to the surface, what I'm aiming to do with it.
Are you interested in history?
Well, I suppose I don't get... I like the idea of some kind of history, and I suppose I like cinema history because it's something I can research. Like local British history, I don't get too interested in, but if there was a way I could get interested in something of it, maybe I would get involved. But, you know, cinema history is something fascinating because, you know, it involves studying people's creative techniques and all their imaginary worlds that they're dealing with day-to-day reality.
Yeah, I could see you writing about that.
Yes. So, you know, I like mythology, you know, Greek mythology. Like, you know, they all living out these fantastic otherworldly experiences every day, and they come together with their beliefs to make their... I had the mythical tales about satyrs and centaurs and whatever's going on, and warriors with magical powers. And I didn't know how what started off all these Greek mythological stories, but there's something fascinating in the fact that everybody's living it out and their belief systems and being affected by it. You know, they're tuning into some other dimension as well and gaining, you know, spiritual powers.
That
interests me in mapping these things out. And, like, I think it happens with a lot of movies being made. People are creating these fave, powerful creative beliefs, and they're affecting people. And I like to sort of record what's going on.
I sort of feel like these stories, the myths, the mythological properties surrounding life has had a basis to the people of the time. There was a story behind the story that was teaching truth.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic, tell me, how is your sinuses feeling?
That's fine. Now it's just kind of the energy blockage. It's getting rather stiff around the jaw area and the tongue. Or just underneath the tongue. It's like the blockage on sinus it just seems it's connected to something else, maybe. It is difficult to actually look at it, but, you know, there was that blockage that was being dealt with, I could feel it, and it just... the energy is going through the jaw, and it's like having some iron block stuck in my face.
That doesn't sound like sinuses.
But the blockage around it, I could feel the sinus area being blocked.
The openings to the sinuses were that what you're experiencing, they're very swollen. And
but he's saying the jaw.
It's what?
He's saying the jaw. He's feeling this down in the jaw.
Well, it seems to be connect around the face, I suppose. No, I think, is it the sinuses? I think it's the sinuses. When I looked at the sinuses, I could feel that it's something focused around there. And then, as I'm talking about it now, whatever it is, it just feels like it's some kind of shadow connecting with the sinus, it's this kind of stiffening the jaw area too in the throat.
Okay, just me that.
It's almost as if somebody shoved a lance through my face, like, 500 years ago or something.
Is it on your left side?
I'm thinking about the left side, but I'm not really sure what to say. I just imagined it was right in the center, but it...
Because see, what happens is the sinuses on both sides are really connected to the drainage in your ears as well, right?
Okay, so it's connected to the what? Oh, I didn't quite pick that up, the last few words.
She said the sinuses are connected to the drainage in your ears.
Oh gosh, I have ear blockage problems from time to time.
Okay, now, are you feeling a lot of drainage in the back of your throat?
I'm getting a bit of relief. Now I'm just... it's just like the energy is shifting around the face, and it's not... It's something happening. I can't really quite...
Yeah, because what will happen is even if the drainage from your sinuses will go down that area, but it'll also can cause, in some cases it'll cause the throat to be sore because you've got so much pus in there.
Oh, God.
Okay, so what he was suggesting is that you make sure that you get something to eat immediately.
Uh-huh.
Because you're going to have drainage, and you're going to have that into your stomach, and you want something on your stomach for it to help.
Yeah, I've just eaten dinner about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Okay, now how's it feeling now?
There's a feeling of lightening, a lighter feeling there. And I'm having difficulty talking. It's just kind of the energy is shifting. I'm not really quite sure what to think. It's really hard to actually. I can just say that there is a feeling of clearing around the sinus area.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm just wondering.
Give it time to drain. Okay, you don't want to do it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he had to do was open up those passageways because they're so swollen.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was put them back, the passageways in the sinuses back to the stem cell fetal memory, and then the adamantine particles were commanded to be activated.
Charlene, does this have anything to do with allergies?
Yes.
What's he allergic to?
I really didn't go into that. I just went in to get it cleaned out and get the cells in there as a proper memory. I didn't look.
But if he's allergic to something, will this come back?
I'm hoping when I went in to do the past life and the DNA, you can have a memory. Let's say that an individual has a negative memory in their DNA from traumatic experience. Let's use a cat as an example. If somebody's really allergic to cats, it might be just that there's some cellular memory in past life or in your DNA from ancestors that was very, very traumatic. So then this individual is around cats, and what it does is it not only makes them allergic, it's 100-fold because the memory is in there in the cellular memory from your past life, plus in your DNA, which is your ancestral life. So it really increases the intensity for the allergy to the cat. So what God usually does is go in and resolve what that is, what memory is causing that. So he went in and resolved it.
Yeah.
And then
he
released it, canceled it, and then replaced it with a positive, okay? And that positive is you're free from being allergic to that particular item. And I didn't ask what it was because
it wasn't
have time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dominic, you had a couple things going on, dear, and I think you suspected that a past life was connected to this.
Yes. It felt like there had been a kind of a pole or something shoved up my nostril, up my jaw into the nostrils or sinus area. It's this kind of this unrelaxed muscle around the face. It's tense though a lot of the time.
Well, what I'd like to have you do is call back.
Yeah.
And let's see whether that got resolved once God went in and changed the memory there, okay?
Yeah. I could feel it. Some kind of clearing around the sinus area. It's very intriguing. So I'd be very happy to call back in good time. Okay.
Well, I'd like to see because it'll be, you know, we'll be back on in a couple of weeks, and I'd like to have you call and give us an update.
Okay. Well, that'd be cool. Yeah. I'd make sure I get home in time. It's like I'm on my way back from central London, and that, you know, I get home like 10 o'clock in the evening or whatever. I'll make sure I get home early. Yeah.
Well, let's see if the thing, what'll happen is, it's kind of like we were talking about the subconscious before you came on. And one of the things is, once God's gone in and resolved it and canceled it, and on a subconscious level as well, all of a sudden one day you'll just go, oh, I know what it is that I'm allergic to. Even though you don't know it on a conscious level right now, your subconscious does know.
Yeah, you know, it feels like there's a kind of sense of complete utter revulsion.
Okay, it'll give you the information.
Once
we start giving the subconscious permission to bring up what is required, it's kind of interesting. It might not do it immediately, but it will do it eventually. And you'll know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be sure of it.
Okay, it's been fascinating experience telephoning you again. So I'll let you go now and speak to you in good time. Okay.
Good time to you, Dominic.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling us.
Okay. Love to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, my friends, we probably have about 15 minutes left. We have time for another caller. If you want to be the caller who gets your questions answered, 877-876-5227. That's the number. We'll only be here for... we got somebody wanted to get in before the show is over, and your name.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene. This is Kim in Louisiana.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I'm calling... Sure, you guys have been such a blessing in my life. I'm calling for because of a broken wrist.
I broke my left wrist,
my arm, at the top of my radius at the wrist, clear to
clear
break.
What did you do?
I fell on concrete.
Oh.
I slipped on concrete.
When did you do this, Kim?
I did it a week ago Monday, it's 2 weeks now.
Oh, my.
Okay, are you in a cast right now?
Yes, it's all the way. It's about 4 inches the top of my shoulder.
Oh my, that's inconvenient.
Yes, it is.
So it runs from your wrist all the way to the top of your shoulder?
4 inches from.
How in the world are you getting anything done?
Yeah, it's challenging because I'm left-handed.
And it's your left hand?
Yes, it's my left hand.
Oh my!
I'm telling people that I need a break. I needed a break.
Kim, I don't think that was the word that you should have used.
That was a tongue
I think that's very funny, guys.
Good grief, Kim.
The next time, use another word besides that.
Please use another word.
How about I need some time to relax?
Yes.
That might have been better.
And say in a positive way.
Yes. I know this is a beautiful healing lesson, and I was just hoping that maybe Shirlene could go in and do what she can to kind of lessen the discomfort. You know, I'm not asking for, like, a miraculous healing, but I understand that past life connection and stuff.
You know, I say to people, I said, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. He certainly could do a little break, right? I mean,
yeah.
How minor is that for God?
That's right.
And
he
created
totally
all these things that we look at that are so marvelous.
Yep,
now, why can't he do that? And I say, of course he can. The only thing that might keep it from not being created is our own thinking.
Right.
I always call it our stinking thinking,
right.
You know, because sometimes that interferes with the healing process because we know God's done all this, but would he do it for us?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And the thing is, the answer is yes.
Right.
So you want him to go in and work on this broken wrist.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, let's go and do it.
Well, what have you learned from this?
Well, Carolyn, I would say that I am, if you think about the teaching, the Michael teachings and stuff, I probably am a slave, old slave or server, so I'm on my sixth or seventh level of that. And what's happened, I think, is I've got two people in my life right now where I basically was their property in a past life. Yeah. And so I'm really, I think I've really been blessed with the opportunity to really kind of clear that and let it go. Does that make sense?
It would have been nice if we could have cleared that without breaking the arm.
Yeah, I think I think that's true, actually. But I also think I really learned something about my body because I think I've never had a cast before.
Uh-huh.
And including in my past lives that I remember, I've never ever had a cast. And the cast actually has given me the gift of kind of going inside myself and kind of taking the... I just keep resisting it. Like, I keep trying to pull back, like jerk my arm back, trying to get out of the cast. And what that does is just cause me more discomfort and more pain and misery. And so what I have to do is accept the cast, love the cast, be one with the cast, and get in those cells and say, okay, now relax. You know? Relax into the cast.
Okay, now, one of the things, Kim, what is this about the receiving?
What do you mean receiving, Shirlene?
Well, you're on the female side, and you're in the receiving hand. What are you not receiving?
Yeah.
You don't say it out loud.
I'm not sure that I could even... No, I'm waiting for someone right now. I'm waiting for someone to, a male person, to move through a part of his life and then come into my life. And,
is that what she's not receiving?
Yeah, you're
know.
Not. What? See, you just said I'm waiting. You
I am waiting.
You're in the waiting process.
I am waiting.
Okay, so what I'm asking is, how about opening it up? Otherwise, you've still got waiting.
You mean let go of the waiting and open up to receive?
Just be open.
Yeah.
Be open to your divine self to accept what?
Accept love.
Oh, goody.
From myself.
I was waiting for you to use that word.
Yeah. See, because that's the receiving, right? And to receive love.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing? Receive love and?
Forgiveness.
Trust.
Trust, ah.
Is there a trust issue?
Absolutely, positively there's a trust issue in this thing going on. Yep.
Okay, trust your inner knowingness. That's what
yes.
we've been talking about.
Yes.
That you can receive love, accept love, and give love. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. okay.
That's really beautiful.
Let's have him do all of that, because that's exactly what you're choosing, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Okay, let's have God give you that.
These are really exciting times, Karen, aren't they?
I can't hear you, dear.
Oh, these are really exciting times, aren't they?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
And
the world is changing.
Yes?
In front of our eyes.
It is.
The energies are so powerful and good.
And you're tapping into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're leading the way, so it's really beautiful. Thank you for all your work.
Well, we're trying. How Caroline would knock me on the knuckles for saying I'm trying. She never did like that word, try.
She hated that word.
Yes, she hated that word. No, we shouldn't say hated that word.
She did not approve
of that word.
Highly disapproved.
Yep.
Yeah.
I make great effort to do that. How's that?
That's what I need, too. Great effort.
Oh, I think I are you with us, Charlene? Did that wake you up?
It did.
I don't want you to answer this out loud, but to contemplate it. This whole issue of waiting, perhaps you need to go within and really see how your body feels about the wait, the person that you're waiting for, the trust issue, and the topic of love.
Oh, that's really beautiful. I will do that.
Okay. Is this, and then there's another thing here, is did this event come about because your soul was prompting you to stop and take note of all of this?
And oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm not asking you to answer that because we're on the radio.
Right.
But these might be issues that you need to really contemplate in private.
Yes. I'm going to. I promise I will.
Yes. Well, what I sense here, Kim, is that you have so much love to give. Your heart is full of love. And you want to share that love with someone. And there is a yearning for that. So go within and make certain that the one that you wish to share this with, that everything is right about it, that the circumstances that surround all of this, just go within and make sure that all of these circumstances are right for you. Your body will tell you.
Yes.
This is something that this is a very valuable lesson that I learned recently. I think I always knew it, but something happened that really brought this home, that the body is a barometer, and it is the emotions that tells us what we need to know about certain circumstances. And so the emotional part of our body, you know, there's a whole subtle body that is involved with that. And
right,
it's next
correct.
To the spiritual body.
Yes.
So we were made to be able to explore who we are and the events around us with our emotions. And so I found that to be a very valuable lesson. And as I was learning it, I kept thinking about some of the words that Jesus said about going within. And I think when he said going within, it covered many topics.
Right.
Not just to find God, but going within for other reasons.
Correct, yeah. That's really beautiful, Carolyn. Thank you. I am going to do that.
Yeah, I think it might be a good idea because all of this might be right for you. But, and I have no idea, but I wouldn't want you waiting for something that's not right. Because it takes the time away from you where you could be materializing something that is right for you.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kim, I
yes,
want you to tell me, how's your arm feeling?
A little tingly, a little numb at the wrist.
Okay. Because, let's see. Usually when he goes in to correct a broken bone, because
mm-hmm.
I've seen him go in and do it several times, he wraps the break with calcium. So don't use your fingers, anything, for 3 days, okay?
Okay.
Because it takes that long for calcium to set up once he starts wrapping that break.
Okay.
And I don't know why they did it clear to your shoulder.
Well, they did it just 4 inches below my shoulder.
I'm sorry?
4 inches below.
Okay. So
they wanted to immobilize the arm.
Well, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
right.
So she won't use it.
Yeah.
Just
it wasn't
it.
A case of just the wrist. They wanted the arm immobilized. Now, was this break around the radius and the ulna?
Yeah, right at the very top of the wrist.
Well,
clear,
I suspect, now, you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't know this, but I suspect that they wanted to immobilize the arm because
right.
that's a break that they want to heal precisely.
Right. Correct. Yes.
Well, yeah, otherwise you could twist it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, now, also went in and corrected that. Can you just not do anything for 3 days?
Yes, I'm going to take it easy, very easy for 3 days.
Most people say, yeah, I can do that, and then they go and do stuff.
Well, see,
yeah.
she's going to be going within, so she's got the perfect time to do that now.
Yes,
right.
See, I live in Louisiana. The only thing I can do is lay here and wait for Gustav to not come ashore or come ashore or whatever, so I'm going to take my 3 days, I promise you.
Okay.
I would love for the doctor to say, you don't need a cast on Friday.
Then you say, everything is working in divine right order.
Okay, everything.
And then your romance angels are in there helping you.
Okay, great.
And let's see, what was the other thing? Just a minute. Oh, there's something else. Oh, I know what it was. I want you to write, get a notebook, and you write 100 characteristics that you want in this young man. In
yes, I've
life.
Already done that.
Oh, she did that, Shirlene.
And I broke my left wrist, which I'm left-handed.
Well,
she already did that.
Do it with your right hand.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You're okay. Don't do it your left, obviously.
Okay.
Or you might could put it on a tape recorder for now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've
or
got a tape recorder
you could have somebody write it for you.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have 100. Now, sometimes when I give somebody this assignment, it's been really cute. This one fellow called me and says, I'm having a hard time with this assignment, Shirlene.
I would
and
think,
I said,
100?
100. 100 characteristics. Now, you think, I can't come up with 100, but you can. Eventually
oh, yeah,
you will.
I can. Yeah, I will.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because what we're, and you, so what you want to do is be very precise.
Right.
Because we just say, oh, he's happy. No,
yeah.
He's happy all the time.
Yeah.
He has a sense of humor. Well, maybe he has it one day, but not again for another 10 months. You get it?
Oh, I got it. Thank
okay.
you so much, Shirlene. Have a blessed day, guys.
Okay, bye-bye, Kim.
And I'll stay in touch about the arm.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you noticed, Shirlene, our callers wanted you to work today.
Yes.
I've been here along for the ride in the sidecar.
Yes, yes. That's been kind of interesting, hasn't it? It's been fun.
Shirlene,
we've had a
why
good
don't you
variety.
Give your, sweetheart, why don't you give your phone number out one more time in case people want to call you?
Okay. It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And I now do have international calling, so those that have been calling from out of state can finally get me. So please call in and say your name and your telephone number very clearly. Love you. Bye.
We're not leaving yet, Shirley.
We're not?
Get back here.
Okay. I didn't look at the clock. I thought you were making me leave.
No, I asked you to give your phone number one more time. We've got maybe, I don't know, 3 more minutes.
Oh,
we're not
okay.
going to be taking any more phone calls, but we're just kind of wrapping up.
Okay.
And for those who feel some connection with Archangel Michael and what we're doing there, consider joining the conference calls. You can get our schedule information at www.carolynevers.com. We have a group. There is a real sense of spiritual community, and would love for you to join us. As you might be aware, I do readings from the Akashic Records that are held in the center of the cosmos. Has your complete history of the soul from the beginning until now. And the information that comes out of that is really quite fascinating. And actually, a lot of the information that I work with on my Sunday shows and on the Saturday show has its roots in those readings. Well, Charlene, we probably have about 2 more minutes. Like I said, not enough time to really work with anyone else. Is there any lasting pearl of wisdom that you want to leave with our audience?
Well, I guess one of them is, it's kind of like we were talking to Kim, and, you know, God can do anything. But the first thing is that we have to know that God can do anything, and he will, and he'll do it for each individual because he loves every single one of you. And he'll do whatever he can to make your life worthwhile and productive. So we've got to trust that he loves us dearly and that he'll do it for us.
And I would like to close with something that Kim reminded us of. She broke her wrist and looked at the situation as a gift. In other words, these were moments presented to her where she could gain in some fashion from the experience. I do believe that is a marvelous way to look at life, that each thing that enters our life could be viewed as a gift, because in some fashion we are going to gain in wisdom from that event, even if it seems to be traumatic at the moment. And so till the next time, Charlene, when we come here together at BBS and we work again, I offer you my love and my appreciation, and I say good evening to all of those who are out there. Thank you for being with us, and there are some wonderful shows in the archive. Check them out. I know you'll find a lot of wisdom. So from me to you, goodbye for now.
Goodbye.